All right, then we'll get started. It's April 15th, 2020 at 10 a.m. And this is a pre-hearing conference that has been set up in PSC file numbers PU-19-376 and PU-19-377. OAH file numbers 2020-0007 and 2020-0008. I'm going to go through and let the parties introduce themselves and anybody appearing with them just to make sure the audio is working, and we'll use that as part of our test process here. So, Ms. Fury, if you wanted to go first.
Yes, Casey Fury with Crowley Fleck, Local Council for Northern Divide Wind. Appearing on behalf of Northern Divide Wind is Mr. Dustin Jones, Environmental Lead with NextEra. And I will kind of just let Dustin introduce himself here in a minute. And I do believe we will have one additional caller joining us here shortly.
All right, Mr. Jones, do you want to introduce yourself to make sure your audio is working? I don't know if your mic, if you're muted, but we can't hear you. Still can't hear you.
Okay, how about now?
There we go. Yep, yep, go ahead.
I'm Dustin Jones, Environmental Services Manager with NextEra Energy Resources, representing Northern Divide Wind.
Good morning, Your Honor. Tracy Davis, Senior Attorney for NextEra Energy Resources. I'm here in the room with Dustin as well.
Thank you. Ms. Fury, do you have anybody else appearing?
It looks like not at this time. They may join shortly, though, Your Honor.
Okay. We'll let you keep an eye on that and just let me know if you see him pop on. Mr. Schmidt, do you want to introduce yourself and then anybody appearing with for the PSC this morning?
Sure, Your Honor. Good morning. My name is Brian Schmidt. I'm a Special Assistant Attorney General on behalf of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. And I believe Jerry Lean, a member of the PSC staff, is also attending by telephone. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Otherwise, that's everybody for us.
Okay. And Mr. Pranis, if you want to introduce yourself and anybody appearing with you this morning.
Kevin Pranis, appearing on behalf of the Laborers District Council of Minnesota and North Dakota. And we have Lucas Franco, one of our witnesses, and Steve Cortina, another of our witnesses, I think.
Can anyone hear me?
Let's be getting on.
Yep, who was that just chimed in? All right, Mr. Franco, are you there? Can you...
Yes, good morning. This is Lucas Franco with the Laborers. Can you all hear me?
Yes, thank you. And Mr. Pranis, I didn't catch the name of the second person appearing with you.
Steve Cortina, who should be on. We've been texting. I think he should be on shortly.
Okay. Is there anybody else on the attending the hearing this morning that we haven't?
Yes, this is David Gill with NextEra Energy.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Gill.
Good morning.
Do we have anybody else? All right. So we scheduled this pre-hearing conference to do a trial run on the go-to meeting and make sure everything works and all the audio is working for anybody that's going to be testifying or participating in the hearing on Friday. I know there was some outstanding issues we had regarding how the hearing was going to be run on Friday, and I think Mr. Schmidt addressed some of those in his email from yesterday. But I'll start with you, Mr. Schmidt. Are there other issues that you wanted to discuss this morning?
I don't think so, other than just ensuring that everything is working from a technological standpoint. I don't see this hearing proceeding any differently than we would if we were in person. So I think the standard protocol would still apply. It's just a matter of making sure everyone's able to see and hear what they need to see and hear as we go through it.
Mr. Schmidt, I had a couple of questions for you. I know that when at the last pre-hearing conference and my conversation with Mr. Hsu, the idea was for the written comments, that there would be a written comment period, and then the applicant would have a period of time to respond afterwards. And I noticed on the amended notice of filing, it discusses a written comment period, but it doesn't say anything about a period of time for the applicant to respond. Is that something that the PSC is going to allow?
Yes, we will allow the company to respond to the written comments, and setting a hard deadline on that at this time, I don't think it is necessary, considering we don't know what we're going to get for written comments. I know at the last hearing, there were some pretty substantial pieces of documentation that were submitted by members of the public, which did require a pretty substantial response from the company. And basically what ended up happening is they told us how much time they needed, and we accommodated that. But not knowing what's going to come in yet, it doesn't seem really necessary to set a deadline before we know what we're going to be faced with.
All right, so that'll be open-ended, and then I'll just note that there will be that response period for the applicant. So, and then also I wanted, Mr. Schmidt, to ask you about, in your email you noted regarding the call-in number and *9 for a virtual hand raise. Is that something that the commission wants to use, or is that, I guess my real question is whether or not you want me to announce that, because my fear is that if I announce that at the beginning, we're going to be getting a lot of those throughout the hearing.
Yeah, that would not be the number that people call to participate in the hearing. That would be the number that they call to listen to the hearing if they don't have access to it from the web, from the internet, I guess. So I don't think it's necessary to announce the *9 issue, because I agree with you that a lot of people are just going to be pressing *9, trying to interject at some point of the hearing. The number that's published on the notice is the number that people will call the PSC staff, and they'll take down their contact information, and then I believe Mark or someone in, or excuse me, I think Matt or someone in Matt's office will be handling the phone calls once we get to the public testimony portion of it, and then that list of who's all called in will be submitted to you, Judge, and we'll work pretty much based on your prompt once we get to the public testimony portion of the hearing. So it'd be a different number.
Okay. All right. Those are my questions. Ms. Fury, did you have any issues you wanted to discuss this morning?
Yes, just a few additional items, Your Honor. And I just wanted to note we have had another individual join the call. Mr. Harrington, can you please go ahead and introduce yourself?
You guys hear me?
We can now, yes. Good morning, Mr. Harrington.
My name is Sean Harrington, and I'm the Senior Director of Construction for NextEra Wind.
All right. Thank you.
At a previous pre-hearing conference, we discussed that Northern Divide Wind intended to have a court reporter at the hearing. I just wanted to provide a status update that we will no longer have a court reporter at this proceeding.
All right. Thank you for that.
And then additionally, if there are other subject matter experts that Northern Divide Wind wishes to call at the hearing in response to various questions that may be received, The intent is to have them join the go-to meeting at that time. However, initially, they would just be listening to the hearing via the PSU call-in number or the live stream platform. And I have had a chance to discuss this with Mr. Schmidt, and he was fine with any subsequent witnesses joining via this platform if we, you know, do end up intending to call them at the hearing.
And Ms. Feary, have all your the witnesses you intend to call, have they all joined in this morning to make sure their audio is working and we're getting them connected?
Yes, Your Honor, they have.
Okay, thank you.
And then one last item, Mr. Pranis, do you still intend to submit any written testimony or exhibits?
Yes, Ms. Feary, I'm just trying to add line numbers to the testimony, but that's pretty much all ready to go and right off. We're finished here.
Okay. And then do you intend to file those by end of day today?
Yes, they should be filed before noon.
Wonderful, thank you.
Anything else, Ms. Feary?
At this time, no, Your Honor.
All right. Mr. Pranis, did your other witness join in?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Steve Cortina, let's say hello.
Mr. Cortina, can you maybe just introduce yourself just to make sure your audio is working?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
We can hear you now. Thank you. All right. Is there other issues that the parties want to discuss this morning? It seems like things have gone well this morning, and the platform seems to be working. So that's good news.
I think the only other thing, Your Honor, would be just maybe taking some time to get used to the software. I don't think it's necessary for everyone to have their webcam on the entire time, because I'm looking at my screen right now and I'm seeing, well, just seven people right now. I know the commissioners will also be attending this with a webcam, so it'll be another three, video boxes that pop up there. You can mute your webcam on the little, toolbar up there. If you just click on the camera icon, and that'll take your webcam off. And if you want to bring it back in, you can do that. And then if you want to mute your microphone, you just click on the microphone icon, and that'll mute your microphone. So I think it would be a good idea for people to mute their microphone, especially when they're not testifying, mainly just because the background noise in your house, your cell phone goes off, someone walks into your room while you're sitting there. It's all going to be somewhat distracting. There's going to be a lot going on the screen. Not only for the commissioners, for the public to watch as well. So that would just be something I would recommend, is just kind of getting used to the interface a little bit while we have some time today to play around with it.
And Mr. Schmidt, is it Matt Kluzak, the PSC staff member, that's going to be running the tech from the Capitol?
Yes.
Okay. And is that you, Matt?
No.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I might give you a call after this to talk about, communication between us. I know for the hearing yesterday, Judge Dawson appeared from the PSC hearing room. So, I don't know if we need to do it now, but maybe we can chat about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Another thing with the webcams too, that's probably a good idea that only those that are, currently speaking or anything show theirs, but there's also the option to, you can personally set to view either everyone, just the presenter, or only who's talking, and then it'll flip between the webcams of whoever's talking.
All right.
I guess I would recommend that if you're going to have a witness essentially on the stand, that the attorney and the witness are probably the two that need to be shown the most. I'll leave it up to the commissioners if they want to have their cameras on, but I don't know if that's necessary when you're when you have a witness essentially on the stand.
Yeah, I think that makes sense to me, too.
I came in late. I had, as much as we've used this over the last month, I had some technical issues this morning. I couldn't get any sound to come through. So the fact it works one day doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work the next. But I think as much as possible, the witnesses are going to appear via the video teleconference rather than just by phone.
Correct. The applicant witnesses, yes. The public testimony is going to be by telephone.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but the company witnesses should be as much as possible video.
Correct.
Yeah. Sorry that I came in a little late.
That's okay. All right, are there other issues to discuss this morning?
Nothing from me, Your Honor. This is Brian Schmidt.
I have nothing additional, Your Honor, and this is Casey Fury.
And Ms. Fury, you were still planning on sending an updated exhibit list tomorrow, is that correct?
Yes, tomorrow morning, Your Honor. And we can discuss offline if you like, or right now. The best way to get that to you so that you have originals of the documents that we intend to include on the updated proposed exhibit list. They're just items that have been filed and docketed already by various agencies and interested parties. The only quote-unquote new material would be an updated correspondence letter from the North Dakota SHPO.
Yeah, so I probably only need the updated exhibits. I probably don't need a whole nother set of exhibits. Just anything that's updated or new from the last set would be fine, if that's possible or easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask about exhibit numbering as we're preparing to file our exhibits? Is there a preference for how we should number our exhibits?
Mr. Franis, my recommendation would be, since you're the intervener in this, if you just want to label them I-1, I-2, I-3. I don't think we need to do a continuous number. We try to guess how many exhibits we're going to have. I think it'd just be easier just to put a letter notation in front of the number.
Yep, I agree with that. That makes sense to me. All right. Is there anything further for this morning?
Yeah, Jerry Leon here. I'm wondering, am I supposed to be seeing some video?
Are you connected to the go-to meeting, Jerry?
Yeah, and I am in my office on my computer.
Okay. I can only tell you what I'm seeing, which is the people that have their webcams on, you can see them.
Okay, I can't see that or anything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Matt, is there a number to contact you at so we can chat? Should I send you an email, or how do you want me to contact you?
If you want, you can give me a phone call at 328-4075.
All right. Thank you. All right, well, if there isn't anything further, then we will conclude the pre-hearing conference.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day. We'll see you guys.